Bangers and mash,
minestrone.
Bangers and mash,
macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash. Me mother used to make. Bangers and mash,
minestrone.
Bangers and mash,
macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash. Me mother used to make.
Morgue was a weird place, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
A bit like a hotel.
Yeah.
For dead people.
Thanks for coming with me.
Oh, you couldn't have gone on your own.
Oh, I know. If I'd been by myself, I think I might have passed out before I even saw the body.
Yeah. I prayed all the way down the M42 that it wouldn't be Kingsley. And then I felt guilty, because that was like praying that someone else would be dead, instead of the person that I wanted to keep safe.
I know. I kept thinking, how am I going to tell my mum if that body turns out to be Kingsley's? Please, God, well, let it be somebody else.
And it was someone else.
Yeah?
Oh, I wonder who he was.
The man?
Yeah.
He had a sad face.
Maybe that's just because he was dead.
I think he'd always had a sad face.
Do you?
Yeah, he had those lines that you have when you don't smile.
I thought it was smiling that gave you lines.
I don't think you can avoid lines either way. But the lines you get when you smile are different from those you get when you don't.
You've thought about it a lot.
When I was little, I tried to do an experiment.
What kind of experiment?
I decided I wasn't ever going to move the muscles on my face, so that 50 years later I'd still look about 8.
You weren't allowed to speak or anything?
Oh, no, I definitely wasn't allowed to speak.
How did you plan to communicate?
I was going to learn sign language.
Right.
Well, I got it all worked out.
How long did you last?
About an hour.
That's ages.
Kingsley was trying to make me react the whole time. I was doing all right until he set fire to my Man City shirt.
Oh, can we stop at the services?
Ooh, well, I've got about £2.
I think I've got £3.50.
Well, that should get us a slice of toast in one of those places. He's not answering.
He'll be asleep.
Maybe we should leave it. Oh, hello? Oh, Juan Jose? Hiya. Oh, sorry, did I get you up? 7:15, yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I'm ringing for. It's all right. The body wasn't Kingsley's, yeah. Yeah, I know, it's fantastic. Yeah, anyway, yeah, we'll see you in a few hours. I just wanted you to know, you know, that it wasn't him. Okay. Oh, Juan, can you ring the supermarkets now? Yeah, I'm sure there'll be someone there by now. It's a Callard and Bowser toffee tin. Yeah, and there should be £900 in 50s inside it. Yeah. Great. Okay,
then. Can I say hello quickly?
Oh, hang on a minute. Martina just wants a quick word.
Thanks. Hello, Juan Jose. You all right? Oh, me? Yeah, I'm fine, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you about it when we get home, okay? Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I think I'm a bit obsessed with service stations.
Why?
Because of the magazines and the boiled sweets.
Well, you can get them in a newsagent.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm entitled to buy them when I'm in a service station.
Don't you feel entitled to buy them when you're in a newsagent?
No.
Why not?
I just feel guilty. Cause I don't need them, and they're a waste of money, and I should be doing something better with my time than reading about the new trend for glitter or full-length skirts.
You told me that some nuns are very chic.
When did I say that?
The first day you came to work with us.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
So these chic nuns must care about what they wear, right?
Right.
And you don't think any less of them for that, do you?
No.
So there you go.
What?
Well, so it can't be such a bad thing to read about glitter every now and again. It's just a magazine, Martina.
You think I'm really stupid, don't you?
No. I think I'm really stupid. What time is it?
9:30.
Do you think Carol knows yet about the toffee tin?
I think Juan Jose is probably telling her right now.
What?
He thinks he left it at the supermarket.
What made him take it to the supermarket?
Because he didn't want to leave it in the van in case the van got nicked.
Oh, I don't believe this.
I know, it's not great.
It's a disaster.
No, he's not a disaster until we know he's definitely gone.
Juan Jose.
What?
It's £900.
So?
So it's definitely gone.
Then he's a disaster.
When are they back?
I don't want to go in.
It'll be all right.
How?
It just will.
Oh, I've probably wrecked everything.
No, they might have found it.
They won't.
How do you know?
Who's going to hand in a toffee tin with 900 quid in it?
An angel.
Martina.
What?
Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just don't think that there are that many angels floating around.
I think there are loads.
I know you do.
All I'm saying is that I think we'll get it back.
Did you ring all the supermarkets?
Yes.
No one handed it in?
No.
Right.
I don't know what we're going to do, Jimmy.
Oh, maybe I'll just kill myself.
Oh, don't do that.
Why?
Because we still won't have 900 quid and we'll have one less member of staff.
How much money have we got?
Now, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say once everything's come in at the end of this week, we've got about 600 quid.
600?
Yeah.
Right.
Of course, next week we've got the wedding, but even after that, I still think we'll be about a grand short.
Right.
Basically, we're in trouble.
Listen. I've been thinking that, well, maybe we should consider jacking it in.
Jacking what in?
Bangers and mash.
What?
Well, we've got to be realistic.
You want to give up now?
I don't want to give up. But we're never going to get the money together in time now. I've blown it. I've blown it for everyone, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Jimmy.
What?
You're talking rubbish.
Am I?
Yes. What exactly are we all supposed to go if we stop working here?
Well, you could get another job.
Oh, yes, because there's so many great jobs out there.
Well, no job could pay any worse than this, let's face it. Everyone's breaking the back for no money at all, and why? So I can lose it all in an unknown supermarket.
Jimmy, we'll work it out.
Whatever happens, we won't be able to pay up when these blokes come round. And I don't know what's going to happen then.
So, do you think we should just pack up and go?
Yeah, I do.
And what about the sandwich contracts? And the telephone orders? And the weekly board lunch? And what about the wedding booking?
Well, we'd have to cancel them.
And what about you?
Me?
What would you do?
I suppose I'd do what Kingsley did.
We don't know what Kingsley did. Kingsley is a complete mystery.
Well, I suppose I'd become a mystery too, and then you can all find a more secure form of employment.
Oh, what? Like being a kissogram?
I'm sorry, Carol, but I just don't see the point in playing on for another 9 days when we know we've already lost the match.
Jimmy, for crying out loud, we don't know for sure that we lost the match. You're completely overreacting because you feel responsible for the disaster, which you are, let's face it truth. Yeah. But no one cares about that, and no one wants to leave. We like it here, so just shut up, okay?
Basically, we've just got to carry on doing what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Completely.
If we can do the wedding for, let's say, £1.23 a head, then that's at least another 400 quid.
£1.23?
Yeah, do you think it's impossible?
No, it's not impossible. It's not impossible if we nick stuff.
Jimmy.
All right. Let's just say we can do it for 123 ahead. Well, that still leaves us 600 quid short.
We could sell things.
What have we got to sell?
We could sell the toilet seat in your bathroom.
That's not going to fetch 600 quid. I'll get it.
Does anyone know any waitresses?
Waitresses?
We need to find extra staff for this wedding. I was going to use an agency, but if we could find our own people who do it for love rather than money, we'd save a fortune.
Oh, I don't know anyone who would do it for love.
They could do it for love or leftovers.
Ah, if there's food, then my friends Pablo and Rod will do it.
And Father Jim will do it, and maybe my friend Sister Kevin.
Sister Kevin?
Yeah. Who was that?
Another order for 25 rosemary and lamb sausages.
That's another tenner. What's going on with you and Juan Jose?
I don't know.
What happened the day I saw you dancing in the kitchen?
Oh, Mr. Olney died, and we heard that Kingsley might be in the morgue.
No, I mean, what happened with you and Juan Jose?
I told him that I didn't know what I was doing with my life.
Right.
And I suppose that was like admitting that there was a chance.
A chance?
Yeah, that it might happen.
Oh, so there is a chance.
Well, it's complicated.
I know.
I do find him really attractive.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah, he's completely gorgeous, but that's not a good enough reason to get involved with him. I mean, I really like him, and maybe I'm even falling in love with him, but if I make a decision to get involved, then that's the same as making a decision not to go back to the convent, and I think maybe I really should be going back, and I can't think straight at the moment, and now he's acting all weird and nervous anyway.
Why, what's he doing?
Well, he's just been really distant and really edgy. Anyway, what about the health inspector?
The health inspector?
Yeah, what's going on with you and him?
Nothing.
You could phone him.
I'm not going to phone him.
Oh, go on, Carol.
Why are you so keen for me to ask him out?
Because he's lovely and you're lovely, and there's true potential for a legitimate relationship.
OK. Bye-bye, darling.
Who was that?
Oh, the veg suppliers.
Do you usually address the veg suppliers as darling? What are you doing, Juan Jose?
I don't know.
Who was it?
I can't tell you.
Where are you going?
I have to go out.
Where?
It's a surprise.
What's a surprise?
You'll see. Close your eyes. Close your eyes, both of you.
Juan Jose.
Trust me, just close them. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You can open your eyes.
What is it?
It's very, very cheap champagne.
How cheap?
120 bottles for 40 quid.
We can't serve champagne like that.
Like what?
Like paint stripper.
No, no, he's not like paint stripper. He's really nice champagne.
40 quid for 120 bottles.
I'm telling you, he's nice. Look.
Is this real?
Of course it's real.
Let's see.
I told you it was nice.
Juan Jose.
Yes?
Where did you get this from?
From a friend.
Where did he get it from?
From the back of a lorry.
From where?
He said it fell off the back of a lorry.
Did he?
What's wrong?
You do realise that the bride-to-be is the daughter of a high-ranking police officer.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, this champagne is nicked.
No, 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 he's not. He fell off the back of a lorry.
That's what it means.
It's a turn of phrase.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Oh, what are we going to do with it?
It could solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, it could. We could all end up in prison.
Let's ask Carol what she thinks.
It's a fantastic price.
Thank you.
I think we should serve it.
I don't.
Why?
Because it's a risk.
Are you sure?
Maybe you're just being paranoid.
Well, maybe I've got more reason to be paranoid than the rest of you.
Look, Jimmy, this police officer, he's going to be off duty. He's going to be relaxing at his daughter's wedding. He's going to be drinking.
Yeah, stolen champagne.
We didn't steal it.
That's not the point.
What is the point?
It's known as receiving stolen goods.
He's going to be drunk, right? Is he even going to look at the label on the bottle?
We haven't got a penny to spare, Jimmy.
I know.
If anyone questions it, we just plead innocence.
So, what's going on with you and Martina?
It's a long story.
Have you been tango dancing recently?
No, not recently, no.
Why?
Because I twisted my ankle.
How's your ankle now?
Oh, it's still quite painful.
Really?
Yes.
Who were you talking to on the phone this morning?
I can't tell you that.
All right. What did your ex-wife want the other night?
Oh, Jimmy, you sound like you're conducting a police interview.
What did she want?
When?
The other night.
Which night was that?
The night me and Martina drove down to Brighton. The night I lost the toffee tin. The night we thought Kingsley was dead.
That night.
What did she want?
She wanted to sleep with me.
Right.
So I slept with her.
Right.
Are you happy now, you know?
I'm thrilled.
Good.
What did you think you were doing?
I don't know, Jimmy. She told me she missed me. She told me she regretted the divorce. She told me she wanted to try again. I've been waiting 7 months to hear her say those words.
And what about Martina? Have you thought about Martina?
Of course I have.
She was happy being a nun until you took her tango dancing.
The tango dancing was completely innocent. And if she was that happy being a nun, then why did she leave the convent in the first place?
To look for signs from God. And if you'd ever asked her any of this stuff, then you'd know about it. But oh no. Oh, you're such a Latin lover.
Oh, I am not a Latin lover. Not only is that a racist cliché, I'm a very monogamous person.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it.
Nothing ever happened between me and Martina.
No, you just declared undying love to her and then went off and slept with your ex-wife.
Look, when I declared my love to Martina, I believed I was telling her the truth, okay?
Really?
You can't blame me for being confused. Martina's a lovely woman.
Don't tell me she's lovely. I know she's lovely.
But I didn't know I was still in love with my ex-wife. I thought I hated her.
Well, you're stupid.
I know that.
So, are you going to tell her?
Yes.
When?
I don't know.
Oh,
Where's Jimmy?
He went to pick up some more glasses for the wedding. Ah.
What shall I do?
You could start peeling those apples.
That whole sack?
Yeah.
How many apple pies are we making?
Lots.
Can you pass me the lid to the margarine?
What do you need the lid to the margarine for?
To put back on the margarine.
Someone uses the margarine every few seconds.
So?
So if you keep putting the lid back on, we have to keep taking it off.
But what about the germs that get inside?
What germs?
All the germs that are flying around in the air.
Juan Jose.
What?
You're mad.
I know.
Just peel the apples.
How do you want them peeled?
What do you mean?
What, do you want them peeled completely free of any green patches, or does it not matter?
Just peel them like you always peel them.
It's just that because it's a wedding, I thought maybe the apples had to be more specially peeled.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Martina.
Hmm?
I'm sorry I've been acting a bit weird lately.
No, it's all right.
No, it's not all right. It's awful. I apologize. It's just that I'm preoccupied.
Yeah.
Have you seen the peeler?
It's in the drawer.
Thank you.
How's your ankle?
Oh, it's still twisted.
Oh.
How's it going out there?
Oh, it's going fine.
Do people seem happy?
People seem very happy.
And how are the waiting staff?
Oh, they're all very good except Pablo, who keeps flirting with the bride.
Are they nearly ready for the dessert?
Give it another 15 minutes.
So, have you told Martina yet?
No.
When are you going to tell her?
When I get a chance.
And when will that be?
I don't know, Jimmy.
I rang the health inspector today.
You didn't.
I thought, what the hell?
What made you change your mind?
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol?
Do you remember me telling you about my ex-husband's brother?
Yeah, the one that surrenders has asked you out about 100 times.
That's the one.
What did he do?
You know I spent the other night in casualty with Liam when he cut his head open?
Yeah.
We got in about 3:30 a.m. I was completely knackered. Liam had scared me half to death. And there's Billy Idol waiting on the doorstep with a rose between his teeth and a proposal of marriage.
No.
Yeah. And I just thought, Carol, you really have got to phone the health inspector.
I can't believe you did it after all that. What did he say?
He said yes.
That's brilliant. That's completely brilliant. How could you wait 2 days to tell me?
Well, I had no chance to say anything. There was always Jimmy or Juan Jose around.
Where are you going
to
go with him?
We're going to see the Empire Strikes Back at Cine City tomorrow night. Who's that waving at us?
Looks like the father of the bride.
You know what I think?
What do you think?
Don't hit me or anything, eh?
Why would I hit you?
Because I'm going to say something very controversial.
What?
I think you're the one who's in love with Martina.
What?
It's true, isn't it?
Don't be stupid.
Jimmy?
Yeah?
The bride's dad wants to see you.
Why?
He wants to talk to you about the champagne.
Oh, you're joking.
I'm not.
Oh, God.
What happened?
He liked it.
What?
Yeah, that's all he wanted to say.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he didn't ask me any questions. He just wanted to congratulate me.
I'll be glad when tonight's over, you know.
No.
We just seem to lurch from one crisis to another.
What the hell's going on?
I think it's Pablo.
And the groom.
Oh, great, that's great.
What's happened?
I think Pablo snogged the bride. It's a bit of a shame about the fight.
Yeah.
You think they'll still be very happy together?
Who?
The bride and groom.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm. Oh, these treacle tartines are impossible to clean.
Use a scourer.
Have we got any Ajax?
I don't know if we packed any.
Ah, we didn't.
How do you know?
It was my job and I forgot.
Well, we haven't got any then.
Will you dance with me?
What?
Well, it's nearly the end of the night. We're allowed to dance at the end of the night.
No, we've got to finish the washing up.
Oh, we can leave it for 5 minutes.
What about your twisted ankle?
Oh, he's much better today.
Two hearts that beat as one. How long as they're just begun.
Do you like Lionel Richie?
Not really.
I like him. That song Hello is really awful. But I really like this one. And I like Stuck on You. Do you know that one?
No.
Are you sure?
Mm. Pretty sure.
I'd hum it for you. There's no point when another tune's playing.
The night you went to the morgue with Jimmy, I slept with my ex-wife.
I think I'm going back to the convent.
What? Why?
I think maybe it's the right thing to do. It feels like the thing I should do.
Is it the thing you want to do?
Yeah. No. Oh, I don't know.
Martina.
Yeah?
Are you all right? What are you crying for?
For loads of things.
What's happened?
Nothing, really.
Is it Juan Jose?
No. Yeah, a bit. No. No, not really. I don't know how much of it's him. It's everything else as well. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I left the convent to look for signs from God that would tell me what to do. And the only sign I've had was the dream about the bus driving through the sea. That probably wasn't a sign at all. Just wishful thinking. And I really feel like I should be saving people, but I haven't ever saved anyone.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Of course you have.
What are you talking about?
If you hadn't come along, Kingsley would have been off and me and Juan Jose would have been out of a job. And I'd have never started cooking a million sausages and pies. I've had the most brilliant time of my life these last 6 weeks, and do you know why? Because I'm finally doing something that's what I want to do. Something that I'm good at. And it's all 'cause of you.
You don't have to say that, Jimmy.
Do you think I'm saying it just to be nice? Listen, Martina. It's not just me. If you hadn't been here, Carol would still be a kissogram instead of a bookkeeper. We'd have no money to pay back these blokes tomorrow. And who knows what would have happened then? No one would have persuaded all those people to rehire us or keep supplying us when we hadn't paid a bill for months. No one would have done the tango for the OAPs. No one would have said prayers for Mr. Olney while he was dying. And no one would have come with me to the morgue.
Jimmy.
I mean, if you really feel like you belong at the convent, then you should go back. But don't do anything just because you feel like you should. Because that's not a good enough reason to do anything. And don't go back because you feel like you didn't see any signs from God. Because I think you've seen loads. There's some tissues in the glove compartment.
Thanks. I can't get it open.
Oh, you have to push the button right in.
What's this?
What's what?
Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy, it's the toffee tin.
God.
And 900 quid.
I don't believe it.
It was there all the time.
I don't believe it.
Tell Carol and Juan Jose.
Yeah, we should ring them right now.
Definitely.
Can you believe it was there all the time?
No.
All that worrying.
You were going to give up.
I wasn't really.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. You were like, why should we carry on playing when we've lost the match? Oh, that's it. I've blown it. It's all over.
Yeah, but I was only like it for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, did we leave these lights on?
Hello, Jimmy.
Kingsley!
I'm back!
So I see.
Well, don't look too happy about it.
Have you any idea how worried I've been?
What have you been worried about?
I thought you were dead.
Why did you think that?
Well, it was something to do with the fact that you disappeared off the face of the earth.
I'm here now, aren't I?
Kingsley.
What?
Me and Martina drove to a morgue in Brighton last week.
Hello, Martina.
Hello, Kingsley.
We went to a morgue to see if the body that matched your description might actually belong to you. It was horrific.
It's not my fault.
You what?
Well, it's not.
If you'd let us know where the hell you were, we wouldn't have thought you were dead in the first place.
Oh, look, Jimmy. I said I'd be back, and I am.
When?
What?
When did you say you'd be back?
In my note.
Oh, yes, the note. The famous illegible note.
I wrote I'd be back.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No. You said that we owed 2.5 grand to the people that nicked the furniture and we got 6 weeks to get hold of the money.
And I said I'd be back with the money.
What?
P.S. I'll be back with the money.
No. You wrote P.S. something about a dog.
Why would I write about a dog?
I've no idea.
We haven't got a dog.
I know that.
We've never had a dog.
No, we haven't.
So, did you get the money?
Of course you did.
You've got £2,500 with you.
Yeah, do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Look at that, it's all here.
Where did you get that?
I won it in Las Vegas.
You won it in Las Vegas?
Yeah, it's a long story.
How did you get to Las Vegas?
On an aeroplane.
But you didn't have any money.
Well, we had something kept back for a rainy day.
Well, you said we were broke.
We were broke.
But you still had something kept back for a rainy day.
And it was a good job, wasn't it?
Oh, you're incredible.
Thank you.
It's not a compliment.
What is the matter with you?
What is the matter with me?
Oh, shut up moaning. Go and put the kettle on. And I'll tell you both all about America. Oh, hey, Jimmy, you know what?
What?
I've been thinking about what you said.
Well, what did I say?
You mentioned something about switching to sausages and pies and stuff, right? And I've done a lot of thinking while I've been away, you know, and I think maybe it's not such a bad idea. I mean, it's not got the same ring as Valentine's Viennese pastry.
In episode 6 of Bangers and Mash, Martina was played by Catherine Harvey, Jimmy by Gerard McDermott, Juan Jose by Roger May, Carol by Jane Withenshaw, and Kingsley by Mark Straker. Bangers and Mash was written by Katie Himms and directed by Catherine Hall.
Bangers and mash,
minestrone,
bangers and mash,
macaroni,
give us a bash at the bangers and mash, me mother used to make.